What would you probably say then?
Well, it depends. I would say if it's after dinner, I would say I'll see you this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if it's after supper, you might
I say this evening.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Well, you could say daybreak or dawn.
Okay. And what about one of the words that has sun in it? I got up before?
Sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You might say, have you ever lived on a farm?
No.
No. Well, some of these questions are sort of farm-oriented, and they may not be have much meaning for you. So, but this one, for example, says, a farmer will say, I need to get the cows in before the sun disappears.
Sunset.
Okay. How's that again?
About full sunset.
Okay. I was talking when you were talking. And what about if there's been a storm and then the rain stops, so the clouds are disappearing, the sun's coming out. We say the weather is?
Clearing.
And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? You might say that was really a?
Shower.
And if is that a really hard rain? Is there a word for one that is more than a shower?
Well, you could say the rains came down in torrents.
Okay. What do you call that shelf over the fireplace?
Mantle.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on?
Well, you call them andirons, something like that.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire with?
Kindling.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers?
Well, now, some call it light wood, some call it kindling.
Okay. What do you call the place in your house that has a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? If it's built in, is there one word, you know, like in the bedroom, that area, you call that a?
Closet.
And what about if there's one that's movable, you know, like a piece of furniture?
Well, some of them call them wardrobe, some call them chiffarobe.
Okay, wardrobe and chiffarobe is about the same thing?
About the same thing.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
And what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Terrace.
And are there any, is there any difference between when it's in the front and the back of a house? Like where ladies, you know, might sit in their rocking chairs?
Well, now, you call, sometimes it depends. You can call one a porch or you can call it a terrace. It all depends.
About the same?
Well, slightly, but it's different. Most times the terrace may not be covered where the porch might be covered.
Okay, well, that was my next question. And if it doesn't have a roof over it, more likely to call it a?
That's
a,
it doesn't have roof, terrace.
Okay. And what about, and again, this is one of the farm ones, so it may not have relevance for you. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
You call that a pen. That's what some of them call it.
Okay.
A cow pen.
Okay. And what about a wall or fence made of rocks or stones? I don't think there were many of them around here, but if you saw one, you'd say, look at that old...
Well, some people call it a rock fence. Some okay. call it a wall.
Okay. Okay, well, I just want, you know, what maybe the first thing that would, you know, come into your mind. What about a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Call it a pail.
If it's made of wood?
Wood, or call it a bucket or a pail or something.
Either.
It. Yeah.
You'd say either one? And if it were made of metal?
Well, now, if it's made of metal, you call it a